glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving. This morning, him when we all get to heaven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is coming from James 1, verse 12. I'm reading from the NIV and it reads, blessed is the one who perseveres in the trials, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'd like to give our honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this special day for our pastor.
Amen.
He's a hard worker.
Yes.
And he does a lot for us. And we thank God that he has been a part of us. Our God and our Heavenly Father, we come before thee as humble as we know how, saying thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day's journey. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you allowed us to lie down last evening. Bright and early this morning, you allowed our eyes to open to see a day that we've not seen before. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings. We thank you for our health and strength, the food that you put on our table, the clothes that you put on our back. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, if it be thy will, continue to keep us in thy arms, Heavenly Father. Keep us from harm and danger. We ask you, Heavenly Father, this morning to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless the man that we are honoring this morning, Heavenly Father. Keep him in your arms, Heavenly Father. Fill him with thy Holy Spirit that he might continue to do thy work. Bless the other young man this morning, Heavenly Father, who's going to preach for us this morning. Keep him in your stead, Heavenly Father, that he might continue to do the work that he should do. These and all those things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Our next speaker would be Reverend Jeff Cook.
Good morning, church. Hope everybody is doing well on this wonderful, beautiful day. A day that we've come to celebrate our pastor and the First Lady. Can't forget about her and all that she does as well. Before I get started, Bishop Case would have something to say, if I can get this to play.
Appreciate everything that you have done in my life, and I appreciate even the more what you have done in the community. Jeremiah 3 and 15, and I certainly believe that that scripture is apropos to you. It says, I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding. This is what I believe that you pastor has done, not only in my life, but in all of those that you have touched in this congregation at Archer's Grove. I admonish you, I admire you, and I love you. I wish that I could be with you today, but because of the impact that coronavirus has had on my family, I have to stay in seclusion for about the next 14 days. But I just want you to know this morning that you are a blessing to us, to your congregation, and to this community that you live in. Your insights from God's word encourages me, and I'm sure it encourages everybody else. And not only encourages us, but it also strengthens us. So I have seen what your heart feels like when you don't see anyone going in the right way. You have a heart of compassion, and because you have that heart of compassion, you bring comfort and joy and hope to everybody. So I want you to know this morning, on this day where you have celebrated your anniversary, that you are very important to me and very important to my family. You be blessed and continue doing what you are doing, because what you're doing is not for people to love you, but you are doing what you are doing because it's an assignment from God. God bless you and your wife and your family. And may heaven smile upon you, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you for that, Bishop Cates. First, I want to say it's an honor to be able to speak on his anniversary. It just does my heart wonders to be able to do this. And I hope it blesses him as well as y'all, as much as it blessed me. Gracious Lord, all-wise God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of all things, my Savior and my Keeper, I come before you right now, Lord, asking you to let your Spirit fall upon me. Let me, Father, yield that you may increase in me, that I may speak your word with clarity, that I may be obedient unto you, that your word shall come forth as you have desired for it to come forth, that it shall touch not only my heart, but everyone's heart out here, that it shall bless each and every one of our soul, that we shall hide it within our heart, meditate on it within our mind, that you shall receive all glory and honor, and I thank you. Amen. This really doesn't get any easier. Still getting nervous every time. Pastor, the Lord has given you a vision for this church. The vision comes from Nehemiah 2 and 18, and it reads, I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me. And the king said to me, they replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. The Lord gave me two words for you today, Pastor, congregation. Hold on. Just hold on. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, it says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that you labor, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So let's take a look at that for a moment. First, it tells us to work in the Lord, we need to be steadfast. We must be unwavering, dutiful, and firm. In other words, when the Lord gives us directions by the mercies of God, we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service to stand on the foundation of Christ, knowing that the work is already done. We have to keep that in mind. It's already done. We just have to be patient, wait, and wait for the manifestation to arise. When we don't pray and get into the Word of God, we begin to get weak. So the way not to get weak is, as the Word says, is draw nigh unto Him, and He shall draw nigh unto us. He knows we have busy lives. We have families. Some of us work two jobs. And of course, the devil's always trying to play tricks on your mind. And He knows this. But there is a way to overcome, to stay steadfast. In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us that my grace is sufficient. My power is made perfect in weakness. In those times, we have to seek God's grace even more so that we can be strong in His might that works within us. So what is unmovable? To be unmovable, you first have to have a firm foundation. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation. So if you're not strong, you got a small and weak foundation. So what do we need to do? Get more in the Word, spend more time with Him, that we can have a strong foundation. Corinthians tells us that there's no other foundation that can be laid other than what has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. So if we're wavering, that means we're going back and forth. That means we could be double-minded. Yeah, He's going to do it. Nah, He ain't going to do it. Yeah, it's going to happen. Nah, it's not going to happen. When those times come, you need to check your foundation and see if it's got any cracks in it. Ask yourself, do we have unrepentant sins? Have we given Satan a foothold on something in our lives that we are unaware of? Are we not spending enough time with the Lord? Those are just a few of the things that I myself have come across in my walk that I've allowed to happen so that I would waver. The Spirit can show us all things. So if we pray and ask the Lord to show us where our downfalls are, where our weaknesses are, where our shortcomings are, if there's anything within us that's not right in His eyes, show it to us that we can get it right by His guidance and His help. And He can fix it. We can't fix it. He can fix it. So once we patch those cracks in the foundation, we can once again be unmovable, which is consciously, obediently fulfilling our duty. That is our responsibility. The Lord gives us all a vision, but always staying on our course. When times get hard, we get a little weak. When it gets a little harder, we get a little weaker, and a little weaker, and a little weaker. And the next thing you know, we've given up. That's not what He has for our lives. What He has for us is to seek Him, seek His glory, His grace, and His mercy. To pray. That's the way we get to His house, to His kingdom. And He will give us what we need, that we may stand, that we can do His will. For everything that He's asked us to do has already been accomplished. We just got to wait on that manifestation to come, stand fast, be strong, unmovable, knowing that it is done, always giving Him the glory. And in the story of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah began to rebuild the wall, which was the vision that was placed in his heart, and he set out to do it, opposition came. And the opposition that came towards him was ridicule, discouragement, and fear. Even the workers began to get weak as they were out there facing all these obstacles. But did Nehemiah give up? No. He fell to his knees and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord rescued him. They began to work again. Once again, opposition came. But just as the devil does when he comes towards you and you stand firm, he sends more along with that one to try and knock you down. And that's what happened to Nehemiah. His opposers, they went and got more people to help them to oppress and to hold back Nehemiah from building the wall. But again, Nehemiah prayed. And once again, the Lord rescued them. He gave them exactly what they needed, when they needed, and how they needed. This is why it says, do not be afraid, nor discouraged. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. We must remember that. It's not our fight. It's the Lord's fight. All we got to do is ask Him for the strength to stand, to endure, and persevere until the end. Because He's going to fight the battle. So, Pastor, people of God, hold on. Just hold on. Just as Nehemiah led God's people to rebuild, the pastor is leading to reveal for a vision. So let us and stand with the pastor and help him fulfill God's destiny for this church and rebuild. It's dying on me, y'all. I'm sorry. And now, Mr. Turner has a word for you.
Morning, church. I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here this morning on this glorious occasion. for our pastors and first ladies' anniversary. Truly, it is a pleasure and an honor to serve in this capacity. Happy anniversary, y'all. Happy anniversary. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for choosing me to be the vessel to expound upon your holy word. I ask that I may be
so that the Holy Spirit may be increased and that some strongholds may be released this morning.
All right, devil, we ain't gonna let you do it. Okay, can you hear me now? Take a minute to give honor to God, who is first and foremost in my life, to my pastor, who constantly pours into me, to Bishop Cates in her absence. I'd like to give honor to my parents. Thank you once again for raising me up in the admiration of God. Last but not least, my beautiful wife. And yes, she's still teaching me and testing me. Yeah, about every day testing me. So, but thank you. Thank you. I love you, honey. For those of you who have your Bibles, please meet me in the book of Romans. We're going to go to Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 4 through 8. For just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. And if it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Amen? I want to talk to you today from a text. Remember your leader. Being that this is Pastor's anniversary, of course, it's fitting to talk about our leader. But God wants you to know that just because you're not the pastor or a preacher or a deacon, trustee, president of an auxiliary, you're still a leader. You don't have to be married, head of a household, have children. You're still a leader. Matter of fact, You can be a child and you're still a leader. Because you see, everybody's got somebody watching them. Even a little 2-year-old. The little baby, the little newborn baby is watching the 1 and 2-year-old. And he's emulating them. He's imitating them. And we have to be careful to make sure that we do the right thing. Amen? Because one day, we're going to have to answer to our Father for what we do. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen? Okay, back in the Bibles. Let's go back to verse 4. It says, for each of us has many members. I got 2 arms, 2 legs, 10 fingers, and 10 toes. Got 2 ears, 2 eyes, a mouth, and a nose. These are but a few of the many members of the human body. And they're all under the leadership of the brain, which is contained within the head. Amen? Now, we're all members also, but not of the human body, but of the body of Christ. Amen? My Bible tells me that these members do not have the same function. You see, we all perform different functions that should be controlled by the brain. Now, what I want you to understand is pastor is the head and Christ is the brain. Amen? We're all to work together under the leadership of the pastor, as he teaches us about God's instruction and shows us the ways of Christ. Again, pastor is the head. Christ is the brain. And we should be thankful that God has blessed us with such a shepherd as he. Remember your leader. In verse 5, it says, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all of the others. One body, people. One body. In other words, we're all in it together. When I was young, mama used to tell me, don't cut off your nose to spite your face, son. Over your head, right? But it's okay. Because when she first told me, it was over my head. But after a while, I got it. And I believe eventually we're going to get it. My Bible tells me that we all have different gifts according to the grace given to us. You see, God gives us gifts, and we're supposed to use them to build up his church. But in order to use them effectively, we must first realize that all gifts and abilities came from God. Second, we must understand that not everyone has the same gift. Third, we must realize who we are and what we do best. Four, we got to dedicate our gifts to God's service. And five, we must be willing to utilize our gifts wholeheartedly and not holding anything back for the service of God. Amen? In verse 6, the Bible says, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. in accordance to your faith. Now, the word prophesy in the Bible doesn't always mean to tell the future. You see, and especially in this scripture, prophesy means to preach. So if your gift is preaching, then preach. If it's serving, deacons, trustees in the ministry, then serve. If it's teaching, all of you clear thinkers, then teach. If it's to encourage those of you that know how to motivate others, then give encouragement. If it's giving those of you who are trusting and generous, then give generously. If it's to lead all of you good organizers and managers, then lead and do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, if you're caring and happy, spending time with others, then do it cheerfully. But remember, a good leader is also a good follower. And if your heart isn't cheerful while you're doing any of these, then Satan may be trying to get on your back and stop your blessings from God. Amen? Now, none of these gifts can do all the work of the church alone. It takes all of us to do a great and effective work for God. Remember, people of God, we are the body. Pastor is the head. Christ is the brain. Let's give honor, respect, and remember our leader. Amen. Christ is the head. If there's anyone out there who has not received the free pardon of salvation, the doors of the church are open. You're welcome. The Lord is always seeking new people. His heart is always open and receptive. If there's anyone out there that desires prayer, just raise your hand. Now, we're going to just pray anyway. Father, we thank you. For Lord, you've touched us this day. You've made clarification. You've given us your word. Father, it's been a blessing unto us. And we thank you for it. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you hold it within our hearts. That it would help us to live our lives better. That we would become better people, better children of God, better servants of Christ. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, touch the people in this community, in this town, in this nation, in this world. Let your blessings fall from above, Lord. Let it fall like manna upon us, that we may receive your blessings, O Lord, but only if we abide in your word. Help us, Lord, to grow, to seek you,
to let go of self, to let go of our own thinking. For Proverbs tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you. And we thank you. Father Paul tells us to pray always with all supplication, which is our means of coming in contact and communing with you. Let us do that more often. Let us not only ask for something, Lord, but when we come to you, let us give something. Let us give you glory. Let us give you praise. Let us honor you, Lord. For without you, there is nothing. There is no us. And we thank you. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that every heart receives you this day and every day going forth. That every day somebody seeks you, Lord, and desires to be a part of your kingdom. It may not be here, up the street or down the street, but somewhere in this world, let someone desire for you to come into their heart. And we thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen. If we could ask the pastor to come out of hiding in the air conditioner while everybody else is out here sweating, y'all yell at him. Tell him to come on out here. And if his lovely wife, Sister Tracy, could come up as well. And y'all going down there in the front. Just stand down there in the front. You ain't got to say that. You know you're going to say something anyway. Stand out here in the middle, please. Hey, there you go, right there. That's good. Yeah, there you go. That's good. Destination spot. Got a charge you a little bit.
First Lady, we appreciate you all so very much. So very much. Y'all really a blessing in my life. Yes. I try to tell you a little more often than just your anniversary, but happy anniversary. At this time, anyone that would like to come and give a gift to the pastor, we have a gift box out here, a gift for the pastor and the first lady. We have a gift box out here. Jeff's going, I thought he was going to move it. But you can come right down the sidewalk and give them your gift. Anybody that would like to.
No, sir. No, okay. Sir. You're fine. You're fine.
Good on.
Hey, how's it going?
God told me to tell you it's your time. You're a party.
throne blessing us. He brings us seen and unseen. Thank God for each one of you. I've seen you grow. I don't know what the title Lord used me to work, but I see you grow. I see you keep coming. I see your family change. I see your family blessed. And I see you going so closer to the Lord. That's like, I thank all of you for your monetary gifts. I thank you for your calls. I thank you for all of that. But more than that, I thank you for your walk with Christ. Amen. I want to thank God for Bishop Case for a wonderful, she made me cry, amen, for how she felt me being a pastor. I want to thank her for that. All other preachers who encouraged me, I want to thank them. I want to thank God for these two preachers right here. Let's give them a hand clap of praise. Oh, wonderful. Thank God for praise team and music ministry. Thank God for the officers of this church, deacons and trustees, all auxiliaries, amen. Y'all make pastoring pretty easy, amen. And then when I get tired and get ready to give up, y'all won't let me, amen. And then when I think I know everything, Brother Jimmy, they call me and fuss at me, amen. It make everything all right, amen. So I want to say on behalf of my wife, my children, because it's not just me been here 11 years like that. She stood by my side and seen me go through sickness and pain and good times, amen. But she's been here by my side. My children have been there for me, amen. They know when Dad is studying, amen. So I want to thank God for you all for not just blessing me and blessing my wife, but blessing my children as they grew up, amen, along the way. So I want to say to you, because it's hot out here, God bless you. Heaven smile upon you, amen. Thank you so much for what you do. And I pray that God will continue to bless us throughout the year, amen.
One more week until we meet again. May the Lord bless you. Amen.